I was like, I don't think he really needed to add that much detail to his introduction. But in that moment,
I think we've added a little to the story here, Pegasus, don't you?
The Lobby.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
The Lobby.
You join myself, Owen Williams, hosting again. And I cannot believe I've been asked here again. Jonah and Lena, how are you both doing?
I'm doing great, mate. You sound like you've not been asked here again, like you're not a resident member of the podcast. You know, you're a host very often, but you are here every week. So, yeah. I mean, you've only been missed one. What, have you missed one week?
I think just the one. Yeah, just the one so far this season.
Yeah. Do you know what? We all need a time off. Speaking of time off, Danny G's missing.
Yeah, Danny G, resident host of the Pro League podcast. Unfortunately, couldn't be here for today. So you've got to put up with me instead. But on better news, people, we are coming to the very end of the online portion of the Pro League. And what that means is inching closer towards that grand finals at the end of September. And, of course, the Rocket League action and the League of Legends action still ongoing at the moment.
You're about to say League of Legends.
League of Legends. League of Legends. Yeah, that's the one. What have you made of it so far, guys?
I don't know. I don't know why I've made of it. I mean, it's definitely more intense than last year, and it's a lot tighter than last year. But the action that we're seeing come out of it is so much better. The format's better. Everything's better.
But League of Legends? Well, we didn't run last year.
For both. Rocket League mainly, obviously. I mean, League of Legends, just good to have another title introduced, same as F1, having that this year. But no, Rocket League has just been... it's crazy. It's absolutely mental how close it's been. With the new introduction of new talent and a new format, Owen's been working, obviously, tirelessly for months. It's really good to see it pay off. It's nice to see all your hard work pay off, my friend. So well done.
Well, thank you, my darling. Jonah, you've been keeping nice and busy as well, haven't you? You've had some time off, but it's not stopped you from some of your ambitions back at home.
No, I mean, yeah, life's just been chaos. I mean, I've been to weddings, I've been gardening. Thank goodness it's rained finally, by the way.
Oh, bliss.
About time. I've introduced some new features and stuff to the Discord. I can't disclose too much about it because it's a bit of a behind-the-scenes project, but we're looking at supporting a few developers on a new project. We'll leave it at that. Some exciting things coming to the BFBS Discord and some... we're still running the 1,000 member giveaway for £500, not £1,000 as I said last podcast. £500 giveaway. Once we hit 1,000 members, £500 in vouchers will be given away to one lucky person in our Discord. So if you haven't, discord.gg/BFBS esports, and get in there and get involved. But yes, I've been busy.
Absolutely. And Lena, yourself as well.
Yeah, I've been crazy busy. I've been taking half days off so that I can support the women's Valorant scene. Been doing a lot of casting. Good to get back to my roots with that one. The community's been really amazing over there. So been working in the morning, casting in the evening, and I'm just genuinely thrilled to be here.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Lena's very humble about it, but she does go by Affinity, as you all know, and is an incredible Valorant and Counter-Strike commentator, host, the full shebang, and has been working really hard to develop the women's scene over there. So full credit to you, Lena.
I appreciate that.
Well done. Round of applause for Lena.
Round of applause. You know what? It's due. It's due.
It's just like when people sing happy birthday to you. I just don't know what to do when people talk with me.
Next time we go to a restaurant on a work gig,
I swear to God,
100% tell them it's your birthday. I mean, we're hilarious.
The grand finals is on the horizon, and that means a potential to catch up with our boss, who we're going to be bringing on later on the episode, Rob, who's going to have a little bit to say about that grand finals. But within League of Legends itself, we're getting to the playoff phase now. So that means we've just finished the play-ins. Massive, massive shock result there, actually. The Krakens, who we expected to come within the top three of Division 1, actually got bested by a team that went 0-8 in division play. They didn't take a single game, the RAF Paragons, and they decided to beat the Krakens when it mattered most. So if that's not telling you how close it is, I don't know what is.
I think that tells the story of esports, doesn't it? That, you know, you're 0-8 down, but that one game that has stakes is the game that you win.
And it always changed on stage as well. We saw it at the grand final last year that as soon as those players got on the stage, everything changed. It was like that our favourites to win were no longer really our favourites to win because they were getting a little bit shaky up on the top pillar. It's incredible what a live audience does. And also, even if not a live audience, but live viewers, stream games can affect a win or a loss.
It's the pressure to perform, and it is scary when you're in those situations. And the thing is, when you've got casters like Middlecut and Rude Dude, who you know them, right? They are massive figures within the UK community. You know they're judging your every move when you're actually on the Rift. And so from a player's perspective, that's got to be pretty daunting.
Yeah, but good feedback at the same time. These guys have seen some of the best in the world play in some of the highest stakes possible. So for them to commentate over your game is not just an honour, but also really sort of, it's a great learning experience.
I think also as well, if you hit a clip and you've got Middlecut screaming one of his absolute banger lines over the top as well, that's just even better,
Put
right?
it on your Tinder, you know?
I was going to say Twitter, but fair dues, Jonah, whatever floats your boat.
I think I'll put that on my CV.
LinkedIn.
I'll stick that on, yeah. Middlecut said, that's a great play by me. Middlecut certified. I reckon that should be a thing.
Yeah, maybe we should.
It should be. But yes, there's also some exciting League of Legends news outside of the Pro League as well. Mm. And that is the UK Defence Masters Esports League. Their autumn split's coming up just after the finals of the Pro League finishes up. They've announced a LAN finals themselves for Ooh. League of Legends. Undisclosed location just yet. 21st of November is the date that it's been penned in for. So a massive... Well, thank you really to Perry in particular, who's helped to organise and arrange and stick all this together.
He loves a little secret, doesn't he?
He certainly
does. He'd
be like
some like nuclear sub in the middle of the Atlantic or something crazy like that.
It could be anything.
It could be anywhere.
It really could be.
In space.
It could be. For the next one, we're going to the moon.
I mean, we
surprised,
had that
Perry.
Land on the aircraft carrier, so weirder things
yeah,
have happened.
Yeah, weirder things have definitely happened.
Keep an eye out, and I'm sure we'll be doing our part in pushing the word within the BFPS Esports Discord as well. So if you're a League of Legends player and you've got involved this split for BFPS Pro League, keep an eye on that one as well. But we're going to move on to Rocket League, and I do believe we've got some sneaky highlights to play.
It is a slow start as they get a cheeky goal sent right back against them.
Bomber, that is fantastic. How have you generated that much power by just parking in a parking lot? I will not know, but that is a pad step. He's going to tip this ball high, manages to beat two with one foul swoop, and JDN just needs to put it towards the target. Mitch down off the crossbar. And Padster to follow through with a snappy equaliser.
And through matches away, through simple mistakes, they've let another one in here.
Oh, I think it's harsh. And it is looking convincing as these seconds tick on down. Kurt for one final punishment towards the Serpent's net. And surely that's going to solidify Shadows with a victory here in the first series of the day. That was a must-score goal. What is going on? Greyman has scored again. And the Harriers have just lobbed this ball towards their own back post. That's a lovely tip off of infield to the man with the little cow topper. An LW with 100 boost in the tank has just eaten that pass up. And it is that sort of dynamic of change that the Shadows at this point are all so used to. Expected something different. They always deliver on quality regardless of who graces the pitch.
Little cows and parking lots.
That is the summary, really, of that one, isn't it?
What is a parking lot in Rocket League, please,
right.
Psycho?
So we first explained the musty flick, now we have to explain the parking lot. Quite frankly, what it was is one of the players just decided to stop moving altogether on the pitch and let the ball hit him, and it just absolutely launched and it went straight towards the goal, and I had no idea how to call it out, so that's the best one I could come up with.
There was a moment where you just paused and you went, sorry, technical fault. We just can't comprehend what just happened.
I think there was maybe two or three times in a row where it really should have been a goal. It really ought to have been a goal. And then the one that you don't expect is actually the goal. And myself and Danny Boy, who was in the commentary booth back then, were just kind of flabbergasted by the chaos, because these midfield battles, I think it was the Shadows we were paying close attention to, who are currently sat in 11th in points, a team that wants to push towards the top 8 for the Grand Finals, but aren't quite there yet. It was just so scrappy. And I think, again, that's just telling the nerves, really.
bit greedy though now, Owen, really. You brought us to Psycho, now you've brought us the parking lot. What's next? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to come up with something. But one person who's no stranger to a lot better commentating shenanigans than myself is Sir Pigasus, none other than the legend himself. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing very good, and that was way too kind of an introduction, but I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's brilliant to have you, and he is back again. For those of you who aren't aware, the last year we ran this very competition, the Pro League, we had Sir Pigasus for our grand finals and also through some of the qualifiers leading up to it as well. What did you make of the experience back then? Let us reminisce, Pigasus.
Oh, it was such an excellent season. I've got a bit of a, I would say, loose history with the military scene over in just a Rocket League scene in general. So I had done some inter-services before that. I'd done some show matches as well. I'd worked with players that are relatively military adjacent, but there was nothing up to that point that I had worked on that was like the Pro League. It was so organized, so extended. It's a full circuit. It really was something special.
Well, no, thank you very much. It was just great to have you there. And now as our resident sort of caster, sort of in the BFBS Pro League, sort of tell us how you got started and how it came to us sort of scouting you.
Starting esports, so I always played Rocket League. I was the first one out of my friend group to actually give it a proper chance and try to get good at it. And by good at it, I mean when I hit platinum, I was absolutely ecstatic. And I thought, this is the peak. It's not going to get much better than that. But then I just played a little bit more. Eventually got myself to a decent rank, accidentally stumbled across a Discord server where you could play Rocket League, but they also did streams. And I am ashamed to say, and this is not anything that I promote to anyone, I was being a little bit annoying in the Twitch chat and just being like, get me on, let me have a go at it. And then the owner of said league said, okay, and sent me a form. And then I went, oh, okay, and took it seriously, gave it a real chance, and had a wonderful time. And it really stuck with me from day one, but that was something I enjoyed doing.
Yeah, and just to put it into perspective as well, for some of our listeners, Sir Pigasus has got to be one of the most hardworking, non-stop community casters in the entirety of the Rocket League space. For those of you who know the Rocket League Championship Series, the de facto Rocket League series globally, Pig, I believe you've covered every single region this time around.
Yeah, this is my second season in a row, I'm proud to say, where I have casted every single one of the regions. It's something I do take a little bit of pride in, if I'm completely honest. There's a lot of people that just want to focus on EU and NA as well, but you notice in a lot of these more emerging regions, the community is so tight-knit, the gameplay is so fascinating, and the storylines there, not just in individual talents that are lesser known elsewhere in the world, are starting to rise up, but also there is a sense of togetherness, I would say, in a lot of them. It is very much, you know, sticking it up to the man, to NA, to EU, to MENA, seeing how hard they can compete. And that has been an absolute joy to be a very small part of.
I gotta ask, so covering all of the regions, A, do you have a favorite? And B, is it a bit like other games where there's like regional dialects in how they play? Is like some regions are a little bit more aggressive, some love their freestyle. So are there some like regional differences? And, you know, what's your flavor of choice?
There is definitely a regional dialect in all of the different in the different regions. EU is just the best. So some people don't get happy when you say that, but I think these past few years have proven it even more that there is a difference between EU and the rest of the regions. If I were to give that its personality, it would just be prestige. There is not any other region like it. NA is what I like to call hero ball. Everyone wants to be the main character, and they certainly play like it, and it leads to some very, very cool moments in there. There's also criticism of they don't challenge too much in a midfield, but that creates lots of space for people to go for wondrous plays. Mina is a little bit of both. It's very fast. That's what I usually find. It's fast and very mechanical, yet there still is a bit of a sense of control there, which I cannot say about South America, which is also very fast, but there's a lot more heavy hits and quick follows. And I think it's probably why Danny Boy loves that region so much. SSA is still very much growing, to be completely honest. APAC still very much growing. OCE is just completely mechanical, but they love to throw in an own goal. It's very much all or nothing. And for that, I love it very, very much. And I think that's all of them whittled down. But as for a favourite, I really have enjoyed APAC. For whatever reason, that region has really, really stuck with me. But I spent a proper extended period of time in OCE at the end of this season, which I hadn't done in previous ones. And that is definitely a bit of a two-horse race there up top.
Absolutely. And it is just an incredible record. And thankfully, we've got tools like Liquipedia, which can basically summarise it all down. So Pegasus has his own if you want to catch the events that he's done across history. But yes, of course, we are talking about all of the regions of play within the RLCS circuit. So there's online qualifiers towards the Championship Series. And each of these abbreviations represent
do you
a
know
different
them all?
Place. I do know them all, and I'm going to try my best.
Okay.
EU. This is the easy one. Europe.
Yeah, okay.
NA. What do you think, Jonah?
North America.
Nice one. SSA. What do you think, Lena?
It's South America, but with an extra word.
Oh. We were doing so well. Sub-Saharan Africa is SSA.
Okay. Close.
You wrote regions down more
that
than
was
my
good.
Sports do.
Oh, absolutely.
That was good.
South America is Sam. Mina.
Like M-E-N-A.
Yeah.
M-E-N-A.
Mm-hmm. Mongolia.
It's a tough one.
Estonia.
Mongolia and Estonia is quite the mix-up. Middle East and North Africa.
Oh, okay.
APAC.
What do you think?
Antarctica, Papua New Guinea.
In the right region.
You're closer than you were with Estonia.
You are pretty close.
Antarctic no. people of...
No,
that would be a
who do you think's playing from the Antarctic?
I don't know, some quite cold individuals, I'd imagine.
Penguins.
Asia Pacific? Asia Central? I think this is...
No, not anymore.
No?
Uh-oh. Not anymore, just Asia Pacific.
Just Asia Pacific. It used to be APAC.
It used to be APAC North and South. They used to be divided, but now they are just one region of just APAC.
It is, and it covers a massive breadth of territory as well. But yeah, Pegasus, so we've heard a little bit about where you're spending your time at the moment and how you've got into esports. But commentary itself and casting, what does it mean to you?
Oh, this is absolutely everything for me. This is why I do it so much. It's why I'm stuffed full of gigs. You spoke about, you know, the places I've been casting. It is all in my bedroom, in front of my PC, in front of my C920S. This is everything. I always had a little bit of a public speaking background. I think that's how I would describe it. I was very much a part of the public speaking team in school. I did drama as well. I was very into that. I love my little dose of attention, Owen. I love my little dose of attention. And it was just perfect when I could get into commentary at a very important time in my life as well. It just helped carry me through quite a rough period. And I think that has also helped give me a bit of a closeness to the entire community in the arts form of it as well.
And the name itself then, where did that come from?
Oh my goodness. So I've always, like, pigs are my favorite animal. I don't think that will come as too much as a shock. My original name was actually Mega Piggy 22 as my gamer tag on everything. Mega Piggy 22.
We need that.
Well, here's a fun fact. When I started playing Rocket League, I was Mega Piggy 22. So there's actually a Sunless Khan video where I feature in it as Mega Piggy 22. and very few people know that that is me. So that's one for the lobby. But one day I just decided I didn't want numbers in my name anymore. And I had a little bit of a think tank day with one of my friends in school. And originally we came up with Pigasus out of nowhere, and that ended up being taken. So we added the sir at the beginning, and I've just stuck with it ever since. Made the logo the very day of making that gamer tag as well. And I didn't ever think it'd be used for something as important as online branding, but here we go.
I've got to say, your online branding is right up there, because the pink pig is iconic. And I remember a certain occasion where we met, I believe it was for the very first time, Pigasus. Do you want to tell the crowd about that one? That's quite a fun story.
Yeah, okay. So I think it's only fair first to really introduce your character and what you represent in the Rocket League scene. We all know of the mechanic for Psycho. We all know about that. But of course, he's a former high-level player in the collegiate scene, a big coach, a freestyler lead. There are so many hats that this person has filled. He is a legend of the Rocket League scene. I think that's fair to say. You ask him, he'll never admit to it, but he'll also never say no. And I think that's very telling, everyone. So when I went to one of my first LANs, just as a spectator, I was a nervous wreck, as I actually am, and I was in a Wetherspoons before the event began. I believe I was walking up to the counter to order a much-needed drink, and I was dripped out with a Sir Pigasus tote bag. I had my hair down. I was wearing something else that was Sir Pigasus themed. So it was big arrows all across me to say, I am Sir Pigasus. You probably don't know who I am, but you will know, but just from one glance at looking at me. And then I just heard a lovely voice over my shoulder go, "Pig!" I turn around and I swear that it was as if I was looking at a cloud around someone's head. There was just nothing there for me. There was zero recognition. And I just kind of nervously said hi back. And I just saw through all the smoke and mirrors in front of this person's face that it had dropped. And they just went, "You don't know who I am, do you?" And I was put in the tough position where I had to go, "No." And then that's when he responded, "I'm Psycho. You were in VC with me just a month ago, by the way. I'm also, you know, the maker of the Psycho to Fall." And I was like, I don't think he really needed to add that much detail to his introduction. But in that moment, I think we've
added a little to the story here, Pigasus, don't you?
No, I would never lie. But it was in that moment, that fog, I just watched it all dissipate in that one moment. And I went, "Yeah, that absolutely is Psycho. What on earth is wrong with me?" So that was our first time meeting. I egoed a legend of the game.
Pigasus, obviously it was a pleasure to meet you as well, because I remember back then you had that energy to want to turn this into a profession and turn this into something that you do, for as long as you can. And I saw you sort of emerging through the commentary scene, and you were that next sort of next up name, really. We've had so many sort of experiences working together at this point. And of course, the next big opportunity that you might be eyeing up is those Pro League Grand Finals at the end of September. And it would be an absolute pleasure to see you there again, as we did last year. Are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely. Just before I joined this call, actually, I saw the trailer whilst I was having breakfast. The trailer is absolutely amazing. So fair play to everyone at VFBS for putting that one together. The venue looks incredible. It's in a fantastic location as well. I mean, it is in London, if there was a place to host a big event, that is the place to do it. And the fact that it incorporates so well with the British Forces scene, it's, you couldn't pick a more perfect way to have this season's finals. And if there's one thing that I love, guys, I love a museum. I really do. So I'll probably have a bit of a wander as well outside of event hours. Well,
I'll tell you what, it's going to make for a very nice sort of intermission period between series when you're off and you've got those 5 minutes of freedom just to go and have a look at some planes. I think that's going to be wicked.
And boats.
And the gift shop.
And live music. And the gift shop.
And Hey Doge, we keep going.
And Hey Doge, we can keep going on and on. But Pegasus, thank you so much for joining. And, well, I'll be seeing you on the next Rocket League broadcast.
Love you all. See you then.
And speaking of our grand finals, we've got an incredibly special guest who's sort of paved the way for this very event to happen. Rob, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on here.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I know how much you've been working behind the scenes to try and arrange and make this all possible. And of course, today we've had the luxury of actually watching the trailer itself, which has been released. Can you tell us a little bit about this, Rob?
Yeah, so it's been a combination of about 9+ months of work going into this launch here, getting us to the point where we're ready to have our finale, right? So it all really started from when we wrapped up last year. We all sat down and we thought, right, how do we make this bigger? How do we make it better? How do we continue to improve this? And this is kind of what it's been for the last 9 months, flat out, completely running towards it. But we feel like we're now, was it about 5 weeks away from the event? So really hyped to see it. And the trailer's just the start.
Absolutely. And if we reflect back on last year as well, where we hosted the inaugural grand finals in the University of Staffordshire, I think a lot of the internal BFBS team has got to truly experience what esports is all about and really get involved this time as around as well, because it's a completely bespoke setup that we're running as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a good induction to the wider team. So obviously last year we had a partner, Epic LAN, who came in and supported us massively. And this year we're starting to move more of our resources in. So I think more departments at BFBS have had a lot more touch points for esports. More of us are going to be a lot more involved in this show this time. And it's going to be really cool to see that BFBS machine kind of come together and make a finale.
For Lena and Jonah, is there anything that really captures your attention so far about the plans we got for the end of September?
I mean, I'm just thrilled. Like, going to the venue and looking around and just seeing the scale up from what we had last year. I was a student at the University of Staffordshire, so an event on home turf kind of felt like, not every other day, but, you know, going somewhere completely new, and not many events in esports get held in, you know, museums.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, well, I've been started with this, what, the 1st of September, I think it was, literally the month or started.
Something like that.
Yeah, like the start of the final. And I remember the month before that, us two tearing our hair out going, what are we doing? I feel like this year I'm oddly calm. I'm actually very ready for it this year. I think also the idea that we're building this bespoke stage rather than going to a facility that's purpose-built adds a little bit more edge to it. But at the same time, we know it's going to be purpose-built for what we want to produce and provide. Yeah, I'm super excited.
Absolutely. And there is one thing we haven't touched upon, and that's the venue itself. So it's been hosted in the RAF Museum in Hendon in London. It is an absolutely incredible grounds to host our Pro League finals at. There is some iconic machinery throughout military history that is on display, and we've sort of really had the luxury of having the whole place opened up for us for that occasion. And of course, anyone who wants to appear on the day is more than welcome to tune in via the RAF Theatre as well to have their look on the big screen of what the Pro League looks like. And we'll also be having a live finals on stage. It's presented to some VIP guests, the families of the teams, and some of the people who made this all possible as well. But Rob, what do you make about the hero trailer itself?
I think it's a good introduction. It leaves a lot on the table in terms of what people are going to experience on the day, but it sets the scene quite well. So the thing I'm looking forward to the most about this event is when people actually get on site, they see the scale, they see all of the history around them, and then they get to watch another part of history, which is, you know, the second season of the BFBS Pro League. And I think as well for our players, to see them on stage getting to represent their service in front of the VIPs, in front of all the people who are going to be watching, it's going to be incredible. And for me, it's just a bit of the vision coming true after 2 years, right? That's what we set out to do, and we're going to do it this September. So I'm really looking forward to it.
We're barely scratching the surface as well with what we're actually providing. I mean, the stage is great and all, but there's everything around it, right, Rob? What other things can people really expect when they turn up?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of activities spread out all over the museum. So you're going to have a massive tech presentation from the BFBS team inside the venue. We're going to have RAF recruiting a track. We're going to have army engagement there. We're going to have everybody from the whole scene, everybody coming together to make this special. So there's going to be so much to do on the day for people. But I think as well, there's going to be a lot of people to meet, talk about, get to celebrate what we're building here. And obviously the showcase of the finals to see who wins this. And I'll be honest with you guys, I have absolutely no idea who's going to win. I think anything can happen on the day, and it's going to be really interesting to see who rises to the top.
It's funny you mention that, because I myself still am absolutely clueless, and I'm supposed to be the resident Rocket League expert over here. But no, it's been a fascinating journey from this time last year, because, of course, the representation we had at that Grand Finals was predominantly RAF focused, wasn't it? You had the likes of the Storm Shadows, who were at the top of the pecking order for the tri-service teams. And this time around, you've got the British Army team, which has really sort of been the one to win it all, potentially. The Buzzards at the top of our point standings at the moment, and also the Royal Navy expected, if they can perform through this final event, to make it to the finals there. So a massive chance for everyone to get together. But nonetheless, Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Looking forward to the event and can't wait to see it come alive.
And if you guys did want to catch some more information about that BFBS Pro League Grand Final, head on over to bfbsesports.com. We've got an article posted up there where you can see all of the happenings from the day, as well as the trailer itself, if you wanted to visit that. But that is pretty much a wrap for my second outing in hosting. Hopefully I've not bored you all too much. Jonah and Lena, it's been a real pleasure. And of course, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you get those notifications turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, because we'll be here right again this same time next week. So see you all later on
The Lobby!